This
is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
No, it really is. It's fight for our country. It's really fight for our country, not fight for Trump. It's fight for our country, because that's what we're fighting for.
Today is election day for two runoff U.S. Senate races in the state of Georgia that will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. Republican Senator David Perdue is facing a challenge from Democrat John Ossoff, a television documentary producer who called President Trump's call to the Georgia Secretary of State over the weekend disgraceful.
It may be illegal. It's certainly improper and disgraceful. It's a direct attack on Georgia voters. It's a direct attack on the democratic process.
Final results may not be available tonight, as any number of absentee ballots will still need to be counted. Interested persons are asked to check their patience at the door. If today's election were not enough, tomorrow's counting of the Electoral College ballots is promising to be what we'll call a high-energy affair. Julie Walker has this from Associated Press.
President Trump continues to push Republican lawmakers to reverse his loss to Joe Biden during tomorrow's joint session of Congress. At a rally in Georgia last night, Trump wound up his supporters.
They're not taking this White House. We're going to fight like hell.
He was there to campaign for this Senate race, but spent a lot of time repeating false claims.
That was a rigged election.
A claim rejected by election officials and the courts. Biden won the Electoral College 306 to 232, and Republicans likely don't have the numbers to contest it. A dozen in the Senate and more than 100 in the House say they plan to oppose. I'm Julie Walker.
Washington, D.C.'s mayor urged calm Monday as some 340 National Guard troops were being activated while the city prepared for potentially violent protests surrounding Congress's expected role to affirm President Joe Biden's